Today on Annenberg Radio News.
I'm a gay man, and now that I'm HIV positive, I'm coming out again. I'm letting people know that I'm positive, and it's part of the education process that needs to take place.
A Latino shares his experiences living with AIDS and how he wants to promote AIDS awareness in his community. Good afternoon from the University of Southern California, and welcome to Annenberg Radio News for Thursday, October 15th, 2009. I'm Brittany Knotts. An estimated 7 million Californians participated in a statewide earthquake drill this morning. At 10:15 a.m., people all across the state took shelter under desks and other sturdy furniture as part of the Great California Shakeout. In Los Angeles, children at the California Science Center learned how to respond during a quake. Newly Paul has more.
Things got really shook up today at the California Science Center. 100 fourth grade kids from Wemyss Elementary School gathered together to take part in the Great Shakeout Earthquake Drill.
What we're doing here is a demonstration of the S wave, and this is the secondary wave that happens during an earthquake. It's the one that has a really higher frequency, and it's the one that causes the damage.
Volunteer Andy Ling stood at the head of a line of children and pushed the person next to him to start a human wave, to show visually how the waves of an earthquake are formed.
Okay, hands on the shoulders.
Ready? Yeah. You guys ready?
Yeah. All right. All right. Here we go. 1, 2, 3.
The drill turned into a teaching moment when volunteers used science experiments to explain how earthquakes are created.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
It made bubbles.
Yeah, so what do you guys think happened this time?
Teacher Laurie Armand thought the drill was useful.
Rather than being at our school doing it, which we usually do, they get to come here and learn about earthquakes, and then they're going to actually feel an earthquake in a trailer, so they feel what it's like.
What really shook things up was the Quakey Shakey Schoolhouse, a trailer van designed like a schoolroom where kids could practice what they had just learned.
Today what you're going to feel is a simulated 6.5 earthquake.
Take a deep breath.
Oh, God.
Oh, no.
First it was snowy, then it started getting harder and harder. It was, there's desk in there, we were holding on, it was kind of scary.
The Southern California Earthquake Center estimates there is a 50% chance that an earthquake of 7.5 magnitude or higher will hit California in the next 30 years. After this drill, some people will be better prepared. Newly Paul, Annenberg Radio News.
City officials announced today the Los Angeles Small Business Loan Program. It will provide low-interest loans to small businesses that can't get financing from private banks and other lenders. But once the businesses get the loans, they must agree to create new permanent jobs. They also have to promise to keep their existing employees and pay them at a rate that meets the city's living wage ordinance. The first beneficiary of the program is Powerline Control Systems. If you've been to Koreatown lately, you may have noticed a lot of trash in the streets. As Heather Hope reports, LA City Council members and the Department of Sanitation say they are going to do something about it.
City Councilman Tom Labonge and Herb Wesson joined business and community leaders at the corner of 6th Street and Alexandria Avenue in Koreatown to tackle trash in the area. They brought with them an entire crew of workers. Silva De La Cruz, the beautification deputy for Councilman Labonge, says this effort is greatly needed.
Bring about a greater awareness of the services that the city provides for the residents of these neighborhoods, because there seems to be a pretty big problem with people abandoning furniture on the parkways, on the sidewalks.
De La Cruz says items such as mattresses, couches, and dressers are found in the street all the time. He comes out to Koreatown every week to haul away bulky items and to clear out clogged storm drains and other litter. He works alongside interns from the city's Clean and Green program, doing what he says hopes will go a long way for community improvement. Heather Hope, Annenberg Radio News.
Senator Dianne Feinstein has nominated two Los Angeles-based lawyers to serve in the federal court. Superior Court Judge Jacqueline Nguyen and attorney Dolly Ji would be the first Vietnamese and Chinese women to serve on the federal bench. Nguyen has been a judge for about 7 years. Ji is a managing partner at a Los Angeles law firm. Residents of Baldwin Hills have a chance to voice their complaints about the oil and gas production around their neighborhood. LA County Supervisor Mark Ridley Thomas is hosting a community meeting tonight to hear their concerns, such as the odors, sights, and sounds of oil drilling. Ridley Thomas says he wants to find a way in which both residents and oil gas and gas producers can coexist.
One of the things that we are doing is contemplating reissuing an ordinance, a brand new ordinance that would have new standards pursuant to a study that needs to be done.
Residents say the current ordinance has not done enough to protect their health. The supervisor's meeting will take place at 6 p.m. in Culver City. A major report released today confirms that smoking bans reduce the risk of heart attacks among non-smokers. An Institute of Medicine review of smoking bans in the U.S. and other countries found a drop in the number of heart attacks, ranging from 6 to 47%. Researchers say that less than an hour's exposure to secondhand smoke can push someone already at risk of a heart attack over the edge. Health officials say they hope the report will influence lawmakers to create more bans. And now for the weather. Tonight expected to get a little chilly with a low of 64 degrees. Tomorrow it's back to sunny skies with a high of 87 and an evening low of 65. For the weekend, the sun will stay out and temperatures will be in the high 70s to low 80s with lows in the 60s. Later on Annenberg Radio News, we talk to the founder of the Taste of Soul Festival that will take place this Saturday. He tells us about what the event means to the community. There are more than 200,000 HIV-positive Latinos in the United States. That is 20% of the HIV-positive population. Today, on National Latino AIDS Awareness Day, a coalition of healthcare providers and Latino community groups gathered in Los Angeles to promote HIV/AIDS awareness. Elena Hostetter has the story.
At La Fonda Mexican Restaurant, a brave Freddy Ceja stood at a podium in front of a crowded dining room. He talked about being HIV-positive.
I want to let people know my status. I'm not just a person living with HIV/AIDS. I'm also an uncle 21 times. I'm a sibling, a brother to six other siblings. I'm an example to my community, and I'm going to continue using my voice so that I can break down some of those barriers.
Those barriers, Ceja says, include stigmas in the Latino community about HIV/AIDS and homosexuality. These stigmas make Latinos less likely to get tested or seek treatment.
Rarely do you talk about homosexuality in our households. Rarely do you talk about health issues, much less HIV/AIDS. Because of the religious factors associated with it, our culture is not one to talk about issues.
Freddie cites his own experience of learning he had the infection.
The doctor walks into the room and says, you're HIV positive. He says, you're okay, right? And he walks right out of the room. I didn't receive any counseling. I was in shock.
HIV activists agree there needs to be more support for people living with HIV/AIDS. Bienestar is an HIV/AIDS Latino organization that offers screening, support, and treatment education. Bienestar representative Victor Martinez says Latinos in LA account for 50% of new AIDS cases. He says everyone has to work together.
It has to be like a collaboration from the government, community-based organization, but more important, the familia, the families. We need to reduce the stigma, we need to work against homophobia, and we have to create a safe space for people to get tested.
I am not ashamed of who I am. I'm proud of who I am, proud to be Latino, proud to be gay, proud to be positive, and I want others to follow suit. This is an opportunity for people to come out and tell their families, you know what, I'm HIV positive, and start receiving the support and the love that they're not receiving at the moment.
If you're interested in supporting HIV/AIDS awareness, this Sunday, October 18th, is the 25th annual National AIDS Walk in Los Angeles. You can register to walk or support a walker by going to www.aidswalk.net. Elena Hostetter, Annenberg Radio News.
Los Angeles is a culturally diverse city with a formidable economy. Researchers today released a report on the state of the city. Karen Marcus reports.
This is the fifth annual report on LA by the Pat Brown Institute of Public Policy at Cal State Los Angeles. They indicated that the bleak nature of the healthcare, housing, and economic situation will continue next year. Economist Jack Kaiser says that the unemployment rate will continue to be high in 2010. LA faces major hurdles in attracting business in most industries.
Almost every major sector got hammered. Tourism, a huge employer. People are not traveling. Businesses cut back on business travel, business shows. International trade has fallen off the table. You look at the apparel industry, they've lost a lot of jobs. Our tech sector is sort of holding on, but we have challenges out there, and sometimes we don't understand where these challenges come from. I think my greatest frustration is that we have this incredible economic base, but we don't know how to manage the thing. We need to be very, very innovative, and if we do, then we can generate good quality jobs that have benefits. And so we've got to get a little bit more savvy about economic development.
The report also points out that many of these unemployed are also uninsured. USC professor Dr. Michael Cossonau says that LA has a huge stake in the outcome of the national healthcare debate.
Not only because of the unique problems that we're facing here, but also because of the impact that this will have on the economy. So I think, personally, and the reason I think it's an important topic, and I agree with Jack, where people need a job, is one of the solutions, I think, is in looking at the expansion of the healthcare system here in Los Angeles, and the growth in jobs that could come from that is an important outcome that's really not being talked about too much in this debate.
On the issue of foreclosures, the city will buy out foreclosed homes through the Neighborhood Restabilization Plan. They will rehabilitate homes and give them to residents in need of supportive housing. Dr. Bill Pitkin thinks LA is more accommodating to renters.
It's important to remember the city of Los Angeles, despite the image of being a paradise of single-family homes, really is a renter city. In the city, about 60% of households are renters. And so another trend is housing instability, and really the ultimate expression of that is homelessness.
The city is working to house homeless in permanent housing, as opposed to shelters, after its effectiveness was reported by a United Way study. The study will be made public by the Pat Brown Institute in November. Karen Marcus, Annenberg Radio News.
This weekend, you can get a taste of soul, literally. The annual Taste of Soul Festival will take place on Crenshaw Boulevard this Saturday. Earlier, I spoke to Danny Bakewell, the publisher and CEO of the Los Angeles Sentinel and the founder of Taste of Soul. What inspired you to start Taste of Soul?
Well, what we wanted was an event that the community could come together for family, for fun, and really demonstrate our support of each other and our community. So often our community gets a bad rap, and we knew that we could start an event where everybody could come together and just have a good time.
But especially in these tougher times economically, what does it mean to the community to have this big event?
Well, in these tough economic times where people are really looking for something fun to do, it's a free event. There's free concerts. There's free things to do for kids. Food's not free, but, at least gives people an opportunity to come out as a family and celebrate and enjoy each other and just have a good time. And this year we expect to probably be close to 125,000. So we're excited. The community's excited. Everybody's talking about it. And it's just a chance for us to come and celebrate our community.
The event is called Taste of Soul. So what does soul mean to you, or what's your definition of soul?
Well, it's a combination. It's a play on words. It's a taste of soul in every sense of the way. It's a taste of soul food. It's a taste of soul music. It's a taste of the soul of our community. It's a taste of soul in every way fashion.
What are you going to be eating this weekend?
Well, the food is always unique, from the fact that we have vegan and vegetarian soul food vendors out there. We have catfish vendors and barbecue, and we have fried chicken, and we have baked chicken. We have shabbat for bean pies and whiting. We have all kind of desserts, peach cobbler and red velvet cake and all that. So hopefully I'm going to be sampling a little bit of all of it. We encourage everybody to come out. We're excited about it. We plan to see you at Taste of Soul on Crenshaw Boulevard.
And that was Danny Bakewell, the executive publisher and CEO of the Los Angeles Sentinel and the founder of Taste of Soul. Think Blue Thoughts. Dodger fans are gathering right now at Dodger Stadium for the start of Game 1 of the National League pennant race against the Philadelphia Phillies. The game starts just after 5 tonight. We sent LaTanya Kirkland out to hear how Angelinos are feeling about the playoffs.
There were plenty of Dodgers fans on the streets today, some looking for the ultimate glory.
Go Dodgers. I think Dodgers will take it all.
One of the teams would win. We had the Lakers win the championship, and then the Dodgers or Angels, one of them would be guaranteed to win for baseball, and then all we need is the Kings now to win for hockey. We'll have all the championships.
A sweep of the Phillies would be great. It'd be great to play the Angels in the World Series and beat them too.
Erica Huerta doesn't even follow baseball, but she does know who she'd like to see in the World Series.
Dodgers, of course, win.
No matter where you go, you are bound to run into a faithful Yankees fan.
The Dodgers are very lucky and privileged to have Joe Torre.
But you are...
I'm a bigger Yankee fan. I'm from the Bronx.
And as every Angelino knows, the city can always use a little morale boost.
L.A. needs it. We need everything we can get. To everyone else, we're second to none, so I would like to just shut them up and let's go all the way.
And now we check in with Derek Stahl to find out what's coming up on Annenberg TV News at 6 p.m. on Trojan Vision. Derek?
Yeah, thanks, Brittany. We've got a wild story tonight coming out of Colorado. A six-year-old boy was believed to be trapped in a hot air balloon, and police and military jets chased this hot air balloon all day. Turns out he was safe at home. We'll have extended coverage on that story. And of course, you guys mentioned it earlier, but the great shakeout, 7 million students across the state participated. We went down to the University Park campus and checked out what USC students, and you'll see all the bloody gore on that. And of course, Dodgers, big playoff game tonight. Playoff game between the Dodgers and the Phillies. We'll have all the playoff preview and fan reaction, all that and more tonight on Annenberg TV News at 6 o'clock on Trojan Vision.
All right, Derek, and won't it be exciting if we get a freeway series here in the Los Angeles area?
Well, I don't know if exciting is the right word. To be honest, I'm a big Angel fan, okay? And if the Dodgers play the Angels, I'm going to be in big trouble. Most people in LA are Dodgers fans, and I'll be afraid to wear my Angels gear, but it'll be very exciting for Los Angeles baseball for sure.
All right. Well, thanks a lot, Derek, and we'll see how that turns out shortly. That wraps it up for us today here at Annenberg Radio News. Thanks a lot for all of us, and I'm Brittany Knotts. Have a good night.